This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Yesterday was the State of the State. Governor Bruce Rauner gave his State of the State to lawmakers in Springfield. And we talked today with Illinois lawmakers host Jack Tichenor. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
Governor Rauner called for bipartisan cooperation in growing the economy yesterday in his fourth annual speech. What remarks did he have, and how were they received?
Well, the speech was pretty much received along party lines, as you'd expect. The Democrats ripped on Rauner for not working with them on ending the budget impasse and solving the state's other problems. Most Republicans we talked to gave him props for trying to extend an olive branch and work with the others on the other side of the aisle in a bipartisan way to try to grow the state's economy. It's clear, though, all this was playing out against the backdrop of this year's general election, not to mention the fact there's an increasingly contentious Republican primary for the governor, with conservative firebrand Jeannie Ives appearing at the Capitol yesterday, saying the governor didn't go far enough, as far as she was concerned, in providing detail. With all this in mind, this was really an attempt for the governor to try to solidify his base in the Republican Party. And we heard that from Senate Republican leader Bill Brady and House GOP leader Jim Durkin, who were guests on our Illinois lawmakers coverage yesterday. They downplayed Ives' challenge and rallied behind the governor as their party's best chance to beat the Democrats in November. For the most part, Rauner sounded an optimistic tone. He talked about economic progress being in the state's DNA. He highlighted the state's bid to try and land the new Amazon headquarters as an example of how the state can pull together. He pointed to progress in education funding reform. He talked about pension reform, the need for that. Returned to some familiar themes like rolling back the income tax increase and property tax relief.
A lot of smiles on the governor's face as he was speaking yesterday, but it wasn't all sweetness and light.
No, and he took a few swipes of the Democratic leadership by calling on lawmakers to pass legislation to prevent lawmakers from having side businesses like property tax appeals. He says it's part of a corrupt system that enriches lawmakers at the expense of property taxpayers. Speaker Madigan, of course, has a law firm that is in that line of business. Property tax appeals are pretty controversial in Cook County, where a lot of companies use these politically connected firms to get them a break on their taxes. President Cullerton was the most combative I've seen him in a long time when he came on the program. He came right out of the gate blasting Rauner as being disingenuous about wanting real bipartisanship. He said that, if you wanted that, we already had that going last year with Senate Republican leader Christine Redonia when we were working on the grand bargain. All of that was an attempt to end the budget impasse. Cullerton said Rauner could have had a property tax freeze, pension reform, workers' comp reform, and a whole host of legislative wins if he hadn't yanked his support out at the last minute for that grand bargain vote. He said if the people really want term limits, well, he said there's an idea. We can have a pilot project for that in November by defeating Bruce Rauner. Speaker Madigan, though, went a bit further in a printed statement. He said that the governor chooses to blame others for the challenges he's facing the state on his watch instead of being the leader he was elected to be. For the good of our state, maybe it's better the governor continue sitting on the sidelines and pretend he's not in charge. That's a reference, of course, to a comment that Rauner made earlier that Madigan actually runs the state instead of him.
And those are all, of course, biting comments, but I think the biggest reaction came toward the end of the speech. That's when the governor asked lawmakers to support him in passing a balanced budget. He says he'll present a balanced budget on February 14th.
Yeah, that was kind of wild. The Republicans jumped up on their feet in applause. You know, yes, it's a balanced budget. This is going to be great. The Democrat side jumped up right about the same time and started catcalling the governor. I heard one Democratic senator yell, "Really?" when he talked about introducing a balanced budget. The backdrop of that, of course, is the Democrats have contended the governor's budget proposals have been out of whack from the get-go, ever since his first one, by trying to build in stuff like savings from pension reform that hadn't been realized and insurance reform and so on, that you really couldn't count those savings because they hadn't happened yet. Republicans, on the other hand, ripped the Democrats for passing massive spending increases for years. The Republican leaders told us they were sure that Rauner could deliver on his campaign promise of rolling back what they call last year's Madigan tax increase if he can win his economic reforms. Democrats, though, weren't having it. Those that appeared on the program said basically, look, Even the Republicans realized the state needed more money to get back on its feet after the budget impasse, when a number of those Republicans broke with the governor and voted for the tax increase and then voted to override the governor's veto of the tax increase in the budget.
Just a minute or so remaining. What do you watch for in the 2 weeks between a state of the state and a budget address?
More positioning, more posturing. The real thing will be what's the meat that's going to be on the bones of that budget, that budget address. He's talking, or budget proposal. He's talking about rolling back the tax increases. At the same time, we've got $1.5 billion in deficits right now, and another over $2 billion in unappropriated spending that's still sitting at the agencies, and you got $10 billion in back bills. So, we'll see.
Illinois lawmakers will have its live coverage of the governor's budget message on Wednesday, February 14th. That's at noon, right here on WSIU. Jack, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.